Well, this is very nice. Just having a bit of a chat. I've got me brew, and you, Mr. David Rutley, have got your water. Mr. Healthy, sir.
Yeah, today, for sure. It's good to be with you, Darren.
How are you? You keeping well?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. Yeah,
good.
It's busy, but good. And, you know, there's lots going on in the community. But I think there's an important birthday we're remembering today. Is that right?
It is. It is. We are 25 years old this week.
And that's referring to the radio station, not you, right?
Well, could I carry off being 25? The grey bit's in the being, maybe not. But yeah, we are 25 years old, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this week. You know, on our birthday week, some heritage here, you know.
There certainly is, and you know, I've been lucky to be associated and work with you and the team over the last 13 years being the Member of Parliament. And the great thing is, you know, whenever there's something going on, one of the team's there with the wagon, with the microphone, recording what's going on and playing some good tunes. So I'm really pleased I could be here to say thank you for all the great work you do in the community. It sets you apart from other stations, and everybody enjoys what you do. So thank you. Keep it going.
Well, talking about the last 25 years, very quickly, I remember the first time I met you, which was on the Hurstfield estate by the tower block. And there's some sort of community hub that opened up there.
That's
do you remember?
Right. I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was good. And again, you know, that's the thing for you guys. It isn't you going to the big set-piece events with, you know, thousands and thousands of people. You go to a lot of the community-based things where there may not be a crowd, you know, but it's just being there and showing presence. And that was a great, great occasion. And there have been others since, you know. I remember some of the work we've been doing over the years on town centre regeneration and celebrating the town and in Macclesfield and then out and about. So, yeah, you do a lot of work consistently.
Well, the secret, well, the clue's in the name. We are the local radio station for Macclesfield, the Cheshire East. So the clue's in the name.
Of course. Silk gives it away.
Yeah. Right, let's get on to what's going on around our neck of the woods. First of all, the regeneration of Macclesfield Town Centre. Some big work and good work's going on there then.
Well, I think there's some good work going on from some of our independent traders in quite a challenging environment. You know, we've got some new eateries, and I was in a great Cheshire flower shop over the weekend who's taken over an old Barclays bank down at a building down at the bottom of Park Green. But frankly, there's more we need to do. And I'm going to be pushing hard, as I have done over the years, for Cheshire East Council to get more funding to help improve the public realm, particularly in places like Chestergate. So, yeah, I'm seeing the praises of those independents who are making the difference. And, of course, we've had Picturedrome come in and lots of other exciting businesses. But we've also seen some of our big footfall drivers historically, like Marks and Spencers and Poundland, leave the high street to go to other locations on the edge of town. So there's a lot of work to be done. I've been working with the council on a couple of levelling up fund bids, but because we're a more affluent area, you know, we're not always front of the queue for that sort of funding. So we're going to have to get creative. We're going to have to work with the private sector more and think about ways of getting funding in linked to other perhaps housing developments and things that go on in the community. But it's a pressing need. There's no question about that.
Also, I noticed in the Macclesfield Town Centre specifically, very recently, over the past couple of years, there's been a lot more event work going on. So your Christmas lights has got a bit bigger and better around here. There was a Macclesfield Pride last year, if you remember.
Yeah,
so
No, and credit to the Town Council. I think Macclesfield Town Council have really stepped up on the events front, along with support from community groups. Obviously, we have the treacle market every month, which just shows the when thousands of people come to Macclesfield. And you see what the Town Centre can do, you know, the potential of it. And we've got Barnaby coming back in the middle of June. So all good stuff for those events. There's no question about that. And yeah, I really do think that the Town Council is doing a good job on that front. I think what we need to see now, though, is a more strategic step forward by Cheshire East Council. They're responsible for regeneration. Obviously, I've got work to do as a Member of Parliament, and the Town Council are doing their bit too. But now it's time for Cheshire East Council. We've just had the local elections, and the new team who will be focused on the strategic plans need to now set out what they're going to do for the town centre. They'll have my full support in taking forward ambitious plans.
Fantastic. The Poynton Relief Road. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something. Talk about campaigning for a while. I was speaking to some of the Poynton councillors who I've been working with on getting that project landed for many years. But apparently, I think it's like 38 or 40 years ago that was first talked about. So it shows that persistence pays off. And it's a great stretch of road. It just makes life a lot easier for people living in Poynton, that they don't have to worry about traffic congestion and air pollution in the same way as before. That's been great. And it just means also that people who are trying to go north from Macclesfield, especially if they want to go to the airport or South Manchester, just cuts down the journey time. I think it's a real improvement on what we've seen before. So yeah, delighted that one's come through. We've campaigned long and hard for it. And in fairness to Cheshire East and also to the contractors, Graham, they did a really good job. They'd had experience from the Congleton Relief Road, which again, you know, I think is performing a useful task for the people down in Congleton. But all that experience meant that we were able to land the Poynton Relief Road really, really well.
So I've been on the Congleton Relief Road, and it's a dream to drive on. You know, it cuts your road, journey time down, and it's a smooth road. It's like, oh, wow.
Well, and not only that, it means for those people who live in Congleton, they don't have the same amount of traffic going through the town. So, yeah, these are important roads. They just help everybody's life just be a bit easier. So it's a really positive step forward. Delighted that it's happened.
Fantastic. Moving on, right on our doorstep, though, I would say, here in Macclesfield, where we broadcast from at Cheshire Silt Radio, is Danes Moss.
Yeah, this is a really tricky issue about how we can preserve peatland. I think we've all learned over the last decade how important peatland is.
Well, this is it. You've got to go into detail there, because I have no idea what peat is and what it does.
So peat is like peat bog.
Right.
Okay. And what peat does is does many things. Used to be, if you remember back, used to be cut to be used effectively a bit like coal for a fire, you know, when it was dry. That's not done anymore. But what it is now is, we've learned, it's a great store of carbon. You know, it's one of the most effective stores of carbon. When we're trying to help tackle climate change, we want to lock carbon into the ground in places like peatland. So if you start building on it, you release release carbon into the air, and that doesn't help us in tackling climate change. So at the moment, there's an area of land called the South Macclesfield Development Area on the northern part of Danes Moss, where they're looking to build 900 houses. And in doing that, that would release a lot of carbon, and also, in my view, put a lot of houses on land that isn't ideal for building on. So I'm campaigning hard with the Save Danes Moss group to campaign against the scheme, and also looking to keep in touch, not just with Cheshire East to campaign against that, because they're landowners about 50% of the site, but also with Barrett's, who own the other half. Because of course we need homes, but we also need to make sure that we protect the environment, and particularly when we're tackling climate change.
Two questions for you about the peatland. If it's left unattended, can it grow out of control? Do you have to maintain it? Do you have to look after it? Or?
No, it's natural.
Right. Okay.
In fact, we're trying to encourage and restore more peat than in other areas, like on top of Kinder, for example, and Kinder Plateau, and elsewhere in Cheshire, because it's such a good store of carbon. So it doesn't require much maintenance. What we would need to do is, this particular part of the peatland needs to be restored, because it's been drained over the years. And once it's re-wetted, then it becomes even more effective. So there's it doesn't require much work. What we don't want to do is just build on it. That's the thing. It's also a great place to go for a walk, and it's an amazing place for all sorts of insect life and other wildlife. So I think it's just been overlooked for too long in terms of the environmental benefit that it provides and the public amenity it affords to people who enjoy it.
Obviously, the arguments too about that, we need more housing and all that kind of stuff. Are there any alternative sites that they can go and build on instead?
Yeah, it's a fair question, but I think if you look around what's going on in Cheshire East, the number of houses that are being built in Macclesfield, the number of houses being built in Holmes Chapel and elsewhere, we're ahead of our targets that were set. So yes, we need more houses, but I think we need to think about where we're building the houses, and that's not a great place to do it. I still think there are more opportunities to make Macclesfield Town Centre come alive as well. When we talk about regeneration earlier, I think the view of the town centre now has completely changed. It isn't just going to be about high street shops anymore. It's where people are going to live. It's going to be about where people work. And it's about, yes, some independent retail as well, but it's going to be mixed use. And if you go down to the bottom of Mill Street towards the War Memorial, you'll see what Peaks and Plains have done with the Crossings development there. Shared equity housing, low cost housing for younger people, exactly what we need in the town centre. So I think we need to kind of reassess where we're going to build houses and put more of the focus on the town centre, particularly in Macclesfield, and let's protect Danes Moss.
Moving on to the final point today, as time is against us a little bit, reopening of the maternity unit, David.
Yeah, that's something I've been campaigning on for the last couple of years. If you cast your mind back to the pandemic, which feels like some time ago now, but it affected all of us in many ways. Understandably, the hospital felt at the time that they needed to temporarily close the maternity unit. And we all had to sort of accept their advice because we're in the middle of a pandemic. The long and short of it is, though, that that's been 3 years now. And I think we're probably the only, well, there might be one other, but we're one of a very small number of maternity units that continue to be temporarily closed. So I've been working very closely with the East Cheshire NHS Trust that run Macclesfield Hospital site. We've had some false dawns on this, but they're working for a summer opening. That continues to be on track, as they say to me. And I'll keep you very close to this on a weekly, bi-weekly basis, just to check in progress on how things are going. But it seems to be heading in the right direction.
So where are new mums to be going at the moment then? Are they going south to Royal Stoke? Are they going north?
It sort of depends, yeah. Some are going to Stepping Hill. Some are going right into Manchester. Yeah, but it's not Macclesfield. And let's not forget, Macclesfield Hospital doesn't just serve Macclesfield. It's easy when you live in Mac to think that's the way it is. But actually, people come into Macclesfield to have their babies from Congleton, Knutsford, all over, Buxton. So it's a really big catchment area where for 3 years we've had to change plans. I think we understood why during the pandemic, but as we came out of the pandemic, we needed to find a way of making sure that this would reopen. And as I said, it's looking positive, and I'm keeping in touch with the hospital to make sure that does happen as currently planned for the summer.
And one final point, I know it's a national story, and there's a lot of offshoots of the story as well, but locally, around our neck of the woods, David, energy bills, are we looking locally?
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say we all know we've been facing into some real cost of living challenges, particularly over the last year or so. As you come out the pandemic, there was going to be some inflation that was going to kick into place because of mismatches between supply and demand and getting supply chains organised. And then over a year ago, we had Russia's invasion on Ukraine, which was unexpected, unprovoked, illegal, terrible.
All of the above.
All of the above. All of the above. And as a result, you know, that's pushed up the cost of energy. So the government's provided all sorts of support, particularly for people who are vulnerable, and older people and disabled people, and to help us get through the worst of this. The good news is that the predictions are that those energy bills are beginning to fall, or will fall later this year. And tackling inflation's, you know, a key target for the government, so, and for me personally too. So we're working hard on that front. But there is support available, and people can go to Cheshire East Council or organisations like Citizens Advice or Disability Information Bureau to get the sort of support they need. And if they've got particular concerns, please get in touch with me. My details are on my website, and we can see how we can best help people through what continuing to be difficult times for some people.
And to find you online, but where do people need to, what do they need to type in?
Oh, for me, it's very simple. It's my email address is david.rutley.mp@parliament.uk.
Fantastic. David, thank you very much for your time and coming in to see us, and we'll see you very soon again for another update around our neck of the woods.
Sounds good. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.